Friday, August 8, 2008. Chen ponders legal action on declassified documents. Declassifying the documents is bound to cause constitutional controversy and sabotage national security and national interests. Part of a statement issued by the office of former President Chen Shui-bian. Former President Chen Shui-bian is looking into taking legal action after President Ma Ying-jeou decided on Tuesday to declassify documents relating to Chen's use of the State Affairs Fund. Chen's attorney, Richard Li, Li Sheng, yesterday said Ma might be committing treason by declassifying the documents, adding that Chen did not rule out legal action, including filing a lawsuit or seeking a ruling from the Council of Grand Justices on the constitutionality of Ma's move. They have done the damage, so we must do something, Li said. Li said Ma's decision was not just an issue concerning Chen, but one with potential ramifications for national interests, the implementation of the Constitution and the safety of diplomats and agents contracted by Chen to conduct diplomatic missions. The documents contained information pertaining to 6 diplomatic missions and were therefore protected under the classified National Security Information Protection Act, 国家机密保护法, Li said. Chen's wife, Wu Shuzhen, was indicted in November 2006 on corruption and forgery charges in connection with the use of Chen's State Affairs Fund. Chen could not be charged at the time because of presidential immunity. Chen was declared a defendant in the case shortly after his presidential term ended on May 20th. Prosecutors and the court have asked the presidential office to declassify the documents so that the case could continue. Access. Following Ma's inauguration, instead of declassifying the documents, the presidential office granted the court access to them. The special investigation section of the Supreme Court prosecutor's office said, however, that access was inadequate and sought again in June to have the documents declassified. On Tuesday, the presidential office said it would declassify the documents, adding that they should not have been classified in the first place. Li said yesterday that the move was unprecedented and questioned Ma's right to challenge his predecessor's decisions, adding that it was dangerous for Ma to do so without consulting Chen. Ma does not have the authority to declassify the documents, Li said, adding that they did not rule out filing for a constitutional interpretation to prevent actions contrary to the Constitution. Until then, Li urged prosecutors to court and the court to keep the documents secret. Chen's office yesterday issued a statement asking the public to transcend partisan and political calculations. Chaos. The nation would plunge into chaos if the administration used national secrets as a tool for political gains, the statement said. Declassifying the documents is bound to cause constitutional controversy and sabotage national security and national interests. Chen questioned whether Ma and the task force formed by the presidential office to review the classified documents had the right to do so and whether they had intervened in the judiciary's investigation by doing so. He also asked in the statement whether Ma had seen all the documents and on what basis he had concluded that documents did not constitute national secrets. Chen also questioned whether Ma was flouting a constitutional interpretation that the president has the right to protect national secrets. Chen also expressed concern for the safety of those involved in the secret diplomatic missions if the information in the documents were to be made public during the course of the trials. If that happened, we would shoulder the responsibility. Who would shoulder the responsibility? He asked. The presidential office yesterday dismissed the allegation that its decision was politically motivated. Ma is prepared to shoulder any negative consequences of declassifying the documents, it said.